Any questions? Any discussion? If not, is everybody is happy with our budget report for the last quarter and our checking account and everything else? Would you raise your right hand? Let's see if you're really, really serious. All right. All opposed by raising your right hand? Well, the church has just carried this, and we appreciate it so much. No questions? All right. Deacons, y'all have any report? Anything from the deacons? Have any old business? Have any old business? Have any new business? What's that, Joe? Don't sound like it, does it? All right, we covered a lot of it in our last meeting, but see if anybody had anything. We'll try to get this quarter together and see where we're going a little bit better than where we are now, but I appreciate everything, what everybody's doing, and the blessing of the Lord upon us, too. We'll be getting back with you in our next quarterly meeting, especially on our budget. Anything else, just pray the Lord it just keeps increasing. Anything else in our conference? If not, I hear a motion our conference is closed. Joe makes a motion the conference closed. I hear a second. Jimmy Brown second. All in favor by saying amen. I reckon the conference is closed then. Okay. Announcements. Don't forget tomorrow night, adult class 1 for visitation at 7 o'clock. And just need to remember all the ones this past week have loss of loved ones. We've had, in the last 2 weeks really, or three, we've had a lot of people have lost loved ones, a lot of funerals, and just not mention all of them name, but we've had a lot of funerals, so let's just remember those loss of loved ones. And thank you all, youth, teen kids. We'll go over our prayer list now, if you have it with you, on our church family prayer list. How about Miss Cawley? You okay? Amen. All right, we'll take her off then. Let's see, where's Suzanne now? Who is it? Who's doing it this time? Suzanne, where are you at? Okay, you got it. All right, there she is. All right, we'll take off Miss Cawley. Anybody heard from Grace Harris, or she's any worse or better? I think she's doing better. Y'all heard anybody? She's okay by like she was. We'll just put her down and we'll send her adults in if you want to. Linda Sinclair, we can take her off. You know, she went to the Baptist Medical Hospital for a catheterization and she come back all right. That's what I had planned to do, and I come back all right too, but it was after bypass surgery. But they didn't have to do anything to her, so we'll take Linda Sinclair off. And Agnes Strickland, you've heard from her, Joyce Cotton, she's about like she was. We'll take Miss Agnes off. I think she's be all right. Put her on senior citizen. If she gets worse, we'll find out. Anybody we need to add to our church family prayer list? Jane was in the hospital. Was it this past week? Last week? And Vernon was in the hospital. Yeah, he come home yesterday. Yesterday. I get my days messed up too, Jimmy. I think it was yesterday. And I don't think Miss Violet's doing too good. Is she? Yeah, she's been kind of bad too. So I know he's there. They're resting up. They'd be here if they could. I'm going to tell you that's two would be here if they could be here. So let's just remember them in prayer. They had to kind of build him back up. I think they got about straightened out now, though, Anthony Francis. But I know your mother is still mighty weak. Just want to remember them in prayer. Anybody else we need to remember those loss of loved ones? I said I do want to remember Joey Cone's grandmother passed away. I think they was going up to South Carolina or North Carolina. I forgot where she said they lived at too. That to remember them and the rest of them loss of loved ones. We have anybody else we need to add to our church family prayer list? Anybody else we need to add to our church family prayer list? We got a lot of people in our extended church family. Anybody want to bring us some updates? Anybody got any updates on extended church family? Is that right? No, I hadn't heard that. Seven, eight, what night? Tomorrow night? Friday night. Okay. I think we had him on our extended church family, didn't we, Jimmy? We had him on our extended church family prayer list. I know, I think it was cancer, if I'm not sure. It was cancer. We got a lot of our cancer patients. Anybody else have any updates? Marlene and James.
I got a friend of mine, Lee Mitchell, the guy that does the hay business. He got infection in one of his eyes. I haven't seen him, but he said it's well close.
Well, thing about eyes, James Woodcock had an operation on his eye. They thought it might be cancer. I don't know if it was a growth. They had to take off his eye, too. James Woodcock, and that was last Thursday. We're in Marshall, I believe. We couldn't see him, but we went that way. So James Woodcock had supposed to have cataract surgery, but they found a growth on his eye and thought it might be cancer. I hadn't heard from him if it was or not, but that was last week. How about AJ's wife? I guess so. Both lung transplant. I'm telling you, that is a miracle they could even do that. She wasn't getting along too good, but the Lord has blessed her. And her. Jennifer Pope. Okay, and. Okay, that was yesterday they tried to, yeah. Anyone else update? Joyce's brother-in-law, Ron Cravey. Okay, anyone else? Unspoken request? Amen. Lord knows how to answer prayer. Jimmy Joyce?
Timmy Joyce.
Timmy Joyce, okay. Me and Jimmy thought it said Jimmy Joyce, didn't we? Timmy Joyce, okay. How's Brother Sammy? Sammy's doing good. All right. Anybody else? Don't forget to pray for our revival coming up. I tell you, these months are not but 2 weeks long. And the first Sunday in October, where a revival starts Sunday night, Derwin Griffin from White Cross. Some of you know him. And he start with a Sunday night and go through Thursday night. And then Jackie Sinclair will be our homecoming speaker the following Sunday at our regular homecoming Sunday. Be praying for those two men as you pray for me and Marshall. We're looking for a great revival. I know I am. Anyone else or anything else? Anyone else or anything else? Okay. Susan McQuigg. No one else? Don't forget to pray for our services Sunday and our outreach tomorrow. Lord might bless us as we come to the altar to pray this night. We just want to thank y'all again for coming tonight. And just remember those who are sick. And I really do believe in prayer. Prayer keeps us going. I'm telling you, prayer keeps us going. Brother Joe, you mind leading us in a prayer at this time? Amen. Thank you, Joe. I'm telling you, I'm looking for an exciting church year. Are you? I'm excited about what God's going to do this coming church year in the lives of His people. I'm excited what God's going to do here at Pleasant Hill Baptist Church. I'm just excited about what God is doing and going to do. We've been talking about prayer for the last several weeks because this is a prayer meeting. And how great it is, a prayer meeting. Luke chapter 1, verses 6 through 17. I didn't think I'd have very much time tonight because usually conference and everything, but we had a speedy conference and no discussion. So we'll get into the most important thing anyway, in God's Word. God's Word. So, Luke chapter 1 and verse 6 through 17 and on down a few verses of scriptures. When prayer seemed unanswered, you ever been praying and praying and praying and it seemed like prayer just unanswered? Well, why does prayer seem so unanswered so many times? Well, sometimes, you know, it might be because we're not even asking for things that we ought to be asking for, unoffered prayer. But we need to pray. Sometimes we're just not praying enough. I appreciate the praying people here at this church. You know, there's some prayer warriors, and I appreciate it. That's the power of this church. So I'd like to read these verses of scriptures about Elizabeth and Zechariah. Whenever they was barren, didn't have no children, and God gave them a son. His name was John the Baptist. And they had prayed for many years, and it seemed like their prayer was unanswered. But we'd like to read this first, chapter 6, and that's talking about both of them. It said, well, both was righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinance of the Lord blameless. Now, I mean, that people that, if anybody get their prayers answered, you know, that's the kind of people that God answers prayer for. And does what God has told them to do and the commandments of God and walks in His righteousness. And they had no child because Elizabeth was barren and they both was now well stricken in years, getting old. Now, how it is, people, you get old, you know, you don't need no kids when you get old. It says, and it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God and all the orders of his course. That means he was going in and out the temple, doing what the priest was supposed to do according to the custom of the priest's offices. His lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zechariah, for the prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. He said, and many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and the power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. May God add a blessing upon the reading of the word. And we find out that they prayed, and their prayer was not answered when they thought it ought to have been answered. And they prayed, and they prayed, and they was very righteous people. They kept the commandment of God. They're doing what God told them to do. But so many times, you know, well, people just don't pray. I'm telling you, you need to pray. I'm learning how to pray. I'm just in the kindergarten stage of praying. I'm just learning how. It says we ought to pray, though. 1 Samuel 12 and 23, as I read some scripture, it said, moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right ways. God tells us to pray for one another. Do you pray for one another at this church? And I feel like you do. Luke chapter 18 and verse 1, and he spoke a parable to them to this end, that men ought to always to pray and not faint. Keep on praying. Always pray. Then Mark chapter 14, 38. Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. Watch, he said. Keep praying. Thank you for prayers. You know, we have a great prayer service out here, the church, and I thank each and every one of you. If you're too busy to pray, you're just too busy. You know, that's the first thing I usually do of a morning is I hit my devotional, and then I pray. I pray for a lot of you. I call you out by names, and sometimes I just pray for the whole church, but I got a lot of people I'm praying for. I got these commitment lists, several of them, and I pray for ones I have put on my prayer list to be committed to pray for them each day. As we go into this part of this here, prayer seems unanswered. Our prayer may seem unanswered because it has simply been denied. You know, God will deny your prayers. Maybe because we're not asking in his will. You know, a lot of time we pray, we're not asking things in God's will. He cannot give us that which is against his will. If it is not according to God's will, he cannot give that to you. Praying, asking him, he's not going to give it to you. Elizabeth and Zechariah, man, I'm telling you, they wore him out in prayer. They prayed all the time since they was young for a son because she was barren. Verse 6 again, they were both righteous before God, walking all the commandments and all the ordinance, and they was blameless. Man, they was on praying ground. Now, you got to be on praying grounds. You got to be on praying ground. Many times, probably we're not. Would you say yes so many times, but you're not on praying ground? I mean, we're just not on praying ground. We're just not right with the Lord so many things. We're just not on praying ground. But Elizabeth and Zechariah, they was on praying grounds. James chapter 4, verses 1 through 4, and here's sometimes what we pray for, we're not on praying ground. It says, now, from hence comes warring, fighting among you. Come they not hence even of your lust that war in your members? Ye lust and have not, ye kill and desire to have and kind of obtain. Ye fight and war, ye have not because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not because ye ask amiss or aim. It means you ask things not in his will, that you may consume it upon your lust. Ye adulterous and adulteress, know ye not that the friendship of this world is enemy with God? Whosoever, therefore, will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. We just don't ask the right things. And he said we just ask with a lust and desire. We might have things we might contend of our own selfish self and our own pride, our own lust. He said, I'm just not going to answer that type of prayer. A friend of this world is really an enemy of God. So you're either warring against God if you're a friend of this world. If you ask God to make you a stronger person, you say, well, you're going to ask these things to make me a stronger person. I need this thing, Lord, I need this. And you ask it selfishly, you ask it for the lust of your flesh or the pride, and God, I just need to be stronger in this area. I need this and I need that. He's not going to give you strength to serve the devil. He says, you know what, you're an enemy of God if you're friendship with this world. You friendship the world, you get too close to the world, you begin to war against God. And he says, I'm not going to make you stronger that you might be able to serve the devil. God calls friendship of this world spiritual adultery. That's talking about Christians. We're spiritual adults. We get too close to this world and get friendly with the world. You know what that would be? It'd be like a woman's married to her husband, and she'd say, okay, husband, how about give me some money? I'm going to go down and spend a weekend with my boyfriend. Would you give it to her, men? Or it might be the other way around. You see, that wouldn't be right. I'm not going to give you something that'll cause you to serve Satan more. That's what God says. All right, John chapter 1, verse 5, 14 and 15, it says, "And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. Now, if we ask things in his name according to his will." Now, they done this, didn't they? Zechariah and Elizabeth, they done this. But you see, sometimes we just pray out of the will of God, and he just will deny our prayers. Prayers sometimes are delayed. Prayers are delayed. Because God's timing is far more important than time that you and I think about. But it's his timing. Now, see, both of these have been praying. They had been praying, and they had been praying, and they had been praying. When they was young, Elizabeth, you know, she was barren, could not have a child. "Please give me a child. Please." And she could see her down there praying to God. "Oh, all these other ladies has got babies, and I don't have a baby. Would like to have a baby boy. Zechariah, let's pray." And they was young and married, and they began to pray, and they began to pray, and all through the years they prayed. They prayed and they prayed and they prayed. But they didn't, it seemed like getting no answer to their prayer. Well, we know, because we read in the scriptures, that the prayer was answered, but it was a delayed prayer. So it says for us to keep right on praying. This prayer was a long, long time. They got getting a little old, but you see, God had already answered it, but they didn't know that God had already answered it, but they should have. The prayers, it says, have been heard. They shall have a son. Delayed prayer. In Mark chapter 11 and verse 24, "Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever ye desire when you pray, believe, then ye shall receive, that ye shall have them." As we see this, we know verse 13, and I read in our scriptures, "But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zechariah, for thy prayer is or was heard already." He goes in and talks to him. The angel talks to him and says at that time, "Your prayer's already been heard." What does that mean, if your prayer's been heard? That means I've already given it to you all these times. He's given that prayer, but they didn't know it. He should have, because if they had just believed what God was going to do, they kept on praying. But it was a delayed prayer. Sometimes God does this because, you know, I said his timing is more important than our time. But she said they was thinking, well, God, if you're going to ever answer this prayer. He did, but it was a delayed prayer. Are you going to really delay this prayer? You're going to get what you already have, is what the angel told him. Whenever God answers prayer, it might be you praying for something and God has answered it and he's going to give it to you. Just believe that you have it. Just believe it. Just believe it. He just said, okay, I've already heard it. Zechariah, your prayers was heard. God, give them a son. They give him a son. Years they had prayed for this. Now they get old. You know how it is, we're getting old. Why did God delay this? Why didn't God give them a son when they was young? Why did God delay this? Well, as I said, God's timing is more important than time, because he's got something he wants to accomplish through his timing. And you know, there's some people now that's praying for children. And they're you praying for some things. You just keep on praying. It don't mean that God has denied it, but he said he maybe have delayed it. Now you see that delay. God's talking to him now. In Isaiah 30 and 18, here's why he delayed it. "And therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you." That's one of the reasons he delayed it, that he might be gracious unto them. You'll see why. "And therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait upon him." He says, I'm going to delay this now for two different reasons. God's grace and his glory. Now, that's the reason he don't answer your prayer right now. He might delay it. Say, well, when you get a little older, and wait a little while, because he said it's more important for God's grace and his glory. That's the reason he says, you know, wait there in Isaiah. He's going to be gracious to you. His grace is going to appear and his glory. You see, God really displays his glory by this delay. Especially you see it here in those two. In Luke chapter 1, and I didn't get to that verse of scripture, verse 18. "And Zechariah said unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in age." Zechariah, if God does it now, it would be a miracle, wouldn't it? Now, whenever you was younger, if he would give you a son, it wouldn't be no miracle. If y'all just had a child like everybody else, Zechariah would have been a miracle. But now you see, Elizabeth, she done got the past of childbearing, and he had too. Now, if they have a son, what happens? God's glory and God's grace have seen. Now, I know they would have thanked him if they had a child, but a lot more so now, because this would be a miracle for God's glory when it gets human impossible. If God ever done something in your life, you know, it's just human impossible for it to happen any other way except God done it. Well, that's when he gets the glory, human impossible. Both prayed. Both were getting older and older and over. Both of them was praying for a son. But both of them was getting older and older and over. And they got past the time of childbearing. Pray, pray, pray. Well, they did. They prayed and they prayed and they prayed, because they know that you're supposed to keep on praying. God had commanded us to keep on praying. All of us know that. If you don't get that prayer answered, you keep on praying. But you see, when we do this, now they kept on praying and praying and praying, but things got worse, because they got older and they got older and they got older and they got older. When you pray, sometimes things get worse. I tell you a good example of this a lot of times. Sometimes it happens mostly with women who have unsaved husbands. And I've talked to several people about this, several ladies that had unsaved husbands praying for the husbands. And they had prayed for their husbands and prayed for a husband to be saved. And it just seemed like he just gets meaner and meaner and meaner. Y'all know what I'm talking about. The more I pray for him, see, like the meaner he gets. Well, when we pray, sometimes things get worse. We pray for something, sometimes things get worse. Well, that's where it was with those two, Elizabeth and Zechariah. They got worse. But when it happened, God got the glory. God gets the glory. I tell you, another couple had done the same thing. Y'all remember old Abraham and Isaac? The very same thing happened to them. They wanted a child. And then God promised them one, but he didn't promise them right then. They waited another long time before they got one. You know, then they run Ishmael in there, thought they'd do it, you know, with Ishmael. That wasn't a promised child. Isaac was. Well, running on it a little ahead of time. Abraham, but when they did do it, when they did have a child, they knew it was human impossible. And they knew it had to be of God. That God got the glory and dispensed his grace. Was that great for him to get the glory? Have you ever seen that happen to you and God got the glory? A prayer was answered in your life. Tell you another time it happened about waiting. How about whenever Jesus raised old Lazarus from the grave? You remember that? I'll read you verse 2 of scriptures in that. John chapter 11, 3 on down. Therefore, his sister Mary and Martha and Mary sent unto him and saying, that was a prayer they prayed to Jesus Christ, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick, Lazarus. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Now, Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 more days still in the same place where he was. Now, Jesus Christ, you better come and you better come in a hurry. They're praying about this, because you know that old Lazarus you love, he's getting sicker by the degrees, and he got sicker and he got sicker and he got sicker and he died. He died. Well, we know that was human impossible for him to come back to life. He deliberately delayed his coming. The situation really got impossible, and Lazarus died. Jesus came and they called him forth and raised him from the grave. John chapter 11 and verse 40. When he raised from the grave, Jesus Christ said unto her, Mary, said I told thee that if thou would believest, thou should see the glory of God. Now you see, that's what happened. She saw the glory of God she had never seen before. She knew her brother had been dead for 4 days. And she stood there at the tomb and saw that man get out of that, right, walk out of that tomb. Wrapped in gray cloth. He done that, his delay, that the glory of God might be shown to those people there at that time and dispensed his grace. Man, how great it was. God always takes that route in your prayers that will bring him the greatest glory. Did y'all know that? When he answers your prayer, he's always going to take that route that will bring him the greatest glory in answered prayer. It may be delayed. John 14 and 13 says, "And whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." That's when he's going to answer that, might be glorified. And this is the time of grace he's talking about. The desire in your life, whenever we pray, would it be to glorify God? God delays until he displays his glory. It might be on some of your prayers of your life, maybe from your kids, some of your family. God delays also so he might dispense his grace. In Isaiah 30 and 18, "And thereof will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you." Luke chapter 1, 14 and 15, as I've done read, "And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at John's birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb." John the Baptist is the greatest prophet, the greatest man, Jesus Christ said. Jesus Christ said, "There's not a greater shall be born of woman than this man, John the Baptist," except Jesus Christ, because he was the forerunner of Jesus Christ. And he says, you know, God is going to be blessed through John, because he's going to level out the way, the prayers, the greatest. You see, John the Baptist was the last Old Testament prophet. You say, wait a minute, it's in the New Testament. He was the last of the Old Testament prophets. Because everything he done was prophesy, get ready for the coming of the Messiah. Jesus Christ, there won't be a greater born of a woman than old John the Baptist, except himself. Then we find out his delays dispense his grace so many times. The grace of God. But as we hurry on the night, sometimes our prayers are different. We ask something and God gives us something different. Altogether the way we ask it, he just gives us something different. They prayed for a son whenever they was young, but now they get one whenever they old. That's something also different. As he said, you know, if they had a son whenever they're young, that wouldn't be a great, important blessing to a lot of young families have sons. But how about when he got old? God gave them something better than they asked for. Well, you know, they had a son when they're young, they would have thanked God for it like all of us do. But here, God saved the best to last. How come it was better? Because see, God had a special purpose for John the Baptist. You see, when the time had fully come, it said that Jesus Christ, Messiah, would come into the world. When it fully come, everything was just right. John couldn't be born until it was time that Jesus Christ would come into the world. John was a little bit ahead of Jesus Christ, but everything had to be just right for Jesus. And then John was born a little ahead of time to make the path straight. He saved the best because he was filled with the Holy Spirit from his mother's womb. Now, that will knock a lot of our theology in the head, you know, because how could he be filled? We don't even understand this. How could a baby be filled with the Holy Ghost? Now, we didn't even receive the Holy Ghost until after Jesus Christ died on a grave and resurrected. Then I'll go away and send you a comfort. That's the Holy Ghost in you. But here was John was filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. I mean, he saved the best until last, did he not? Luke chapter 1 and 16 and 17, as I already read. "And many of the children of Israel shall be turned to the Lord their God." Many of them. She gave birth to a great human being apart from Jesus Christ. Give her something better. Y'all ever read any books about old Billy Graham? You ever read any books by Ruth Graham? And one of her books I read that if she would have got everything she asked for, she would have married the wrong man three times. I believe she said three times. Old Ruth Graham, "I wouldn't have got old Bill if I'd have got everything God asked me for. I say, Lord, this is the one for me. Boy, this is the one for me." And Lord wouldn't let her marry him. Yes, she said, "I'd have married the wrong one three times if I got what I wanted." Now, aren't you glad sometimes that God don't give you what you want, but to give you something different? I mean, you ought to be, because you don't know what you'd wind up with if you hadn't. Psalms 84 and 11, "The Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will be withheld from them that walk upright." Also, Romans 8 and 26, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. As we see this, the Holy Spirit says, okay, Father, that's why I be down there. He's praying. Well, he's praying. He's sincere about this thing, and this is what he thinks he wants, but this is what he needs. Now, that's what the Holy Spirit does for us. When you're praying and ask God for something, well, there's my child down there praying, but that they don't need that. Here's what they need, and God gives us what we need. Because we ain't got sense enough to pray and ask for the right thing. Did y'all know that? We don't know what the right thing is so many times. This is what we need. You know, as I told you before, this verse of Scripture, Romans 8, 26, that the Holy Spirit helps our infirmities. You know, that's like that transformer. Everybody got a home and a house. They got a transformer out there on a pole. You know what that transformer for? If that electricity run directly into your house and you turn the television on, you wouldn't have no television. If you turn the microwave on, you wouldn't have no microwave. But what happens to that transformer, when that current runs through that transformer, it sends it directly then into that house where that microwave or that television, whatever else you use in that house or your lights, it can use that electricity and not blow up. That's kind of what the Holy Spirit does for us. It gives us what we need. All this power of God, but it gives us what we need. Many times we really don't know what we need. There was a preacher I read that thought was kind of odd when it went along with this as I was reading for something, trying to balance this out. And there was a preacher named Ed Solomon. And he was speaking, a great speaker, and he was speaking at his college that he graduated from. And he had a big church, and a lot of his church members there, and his wife was sitting out there in the audience. And here's what he said. He said, God never did give me the things that I wanted. He said, I didn't go to the college that I wanted to go to, and that was a college that he had graduated from, and they was asking him to speak for him. He said, I never did go to the college that I wanted to go to. He says, and I didn't ever pastor the church that I wanted to pastor, and there his congregation was before him. And then his wife was sitting out there, and he says, I didn't marry the woman that I wanted to. God didn't give me the things that I wanted. Then he paused for a moment or two, and everybody was thinking. Are you thinking? He said, God always gave me something better. God always gave me something better. I didn't go to that college, but he gave me this college was better. I wanted that church, but he gave me this church was better. I wanted this woman, but this woman was better. I didn't ever get what I wanted, but he gave me what I needed. And he always saved the best to the last. You know, that's what God does for us so many times. He gives us something better. He gives us something better than what we ask for. What have you asked for lately? And God has taken that Holy Spirit and he sent it back to God. You see, prayer, a real prayer comes from the throne of God down through our heart. And you know what? The Holy Spirit takes that and sends it back to the throne of God through the shed blood of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. That's what real prayer is. But he always gives us something better than what we ask for. As old Ed Solomon said, I thought that was kind of an odd illustration, but I got the point. I don't know about you, but I got the point. He doesn't always give us what we ask for, but he always gives us something better. Thank you tonight. I want y'all to keep praying. Oh, there's so great power in prayer and so many things you see happen whenever you pray. Oh, I thank the Lord for what's really happening and what's going to happen. And just remember that God might get the glory and disperse his grace or dispense his grace on every situation that we pray for. Pray for one another and pray for the lost people. Lord, there's a lot of people in our community that needs to know Jesus Christ. And I tell you, that's the most important thing as we stand and be dismissed this hour. Ask Brother Dwayne if he'll dismiss us.